how do societies, you know, draw the line on what's politically acceptable? And what happens when a major political force seems to cross that line, at least in the eyes of the state? Today, we're diving into a really significant question. Why does Germany's protection of the Constitution, the Verfassungsschutz, why do they classify the Alternative for Germany, the AfD, as a right-wing extremist entity? What's really at the core of their analysis?
It's a critical question, absolutely, especially for understanding German politics right now. The Verfassungsschutz, I mean, their whole job is safeguarding Germany's democratic order. They don't make these kinds of calls lightly.
No, you wouldn't think so.
So in this deep dive, our goal is really to dissect the main reasons behind their assessment of the AfD. And we're doing this based directly on what's publicly available from their own reports, like excerpts from them. We're basically looking under the hood of their reasoning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not here to give our personal opinions on the AfD at all. Instead, think of us as guides to the Verfassungsschutz's perspective. We're looking at the evidence they present and the logic they use. So, okay, to understand this classification, what's the biggest area's concern? What really jumps out from these reports?
Well, one thing that comes up again and again is the prevalence of xenophobic and anti-immigrant sentiment. Within the AfD itself and, you know, among its leading figures, the Verfassungsschutz reports point to numerous instances of what they see as ethnically discriminatory statements, abasing viewpoints.
Okay, so xenophobia.
Yeah.
What kind of statements are we talking about specifically? Are there examples that the Verfassungsschutz flags that really stand out?
Yeah, there are. One term that gets cited frequently, and it's particularly loaded, is Umvolkung, or ethnic replacement. This term, it's deeply rooted in far-right thinking. It suggests this belief in a deliberate plan to undermine and replace the native German population.
Wow.
So its use signals more than just concern about immigration levels, you know. It signals a core extremist idea. The agency also points to just repeated talk about the burden of migrants and this idea that putting Germany first inherently means excluding certain ethnic groups.
That term Umvolkung, as you said, it carries so much historical baggage. It really does imply that intentional subversion.
Mm.
What other kinds of evidence does the Verfassungsschutz bring up in this area?
Well, the reports also really emphasize how the AfD consistently tries to link crime statistics to migration.
Oh, cool.
Often they present this connection without solid evidence, or they frame it in a misleading way. The Verfassungsschutz sees this as a tactic, basically, to stir up prejudice, you know, suggesting immigration automatically leads to more crime.
And wasn't there a specific graphic mentioned in the report, something visual?
Yes, exactly. The Verfassungsschutz highlights this graphic the AfD shared. It showed, like, pins stuck all over a map of Germany, each pin labeled Einzelfall, which means isolated incident. And this map was shown right next to a headline about a fatal stabbing reportedly involving a migrant. The clear implication, reinforced by the text that went with it, was that this awful event wasn't isolated at all. It was presented as typical of a systemic problem caused by migration.
Right. So using a tragedy to paint a much broader, scarier picture.
Precisely. That kind of visual and text rhetoric is seen as building this narrative of widespread danger directly linked to immigration.
So it's a mix then. Loaded language, maybe dodgy statistics, these evocative images. What else contributes to the concerns about xenophobia?
Their analysis also looks hard at the AfD's strong criticism of multiculturalism.
Mm-hmm.
Often that's paired with statements pushing for, like, a dominant German culture. The mm-hmm. agency notes times when AfD representatives have questioned whether certain migrant groups can even integrate into German society.
Doubting their capability to fit.
Yes. And another thing, the reports cite examples of AfD members drawing parallels between the old East Germany, the GDR, you know, and current migration policies. They often use negative images tied to the GDR regime. This taps into historical fears, anxieties about state control, and tries to frame current immigration in that really negative light.
That GDR comparison, yeah, that seems designed to trigger feelings of losing control or freedom being threatened.
Exactly. And on top of that, the Verfassungsschutz flags the repeated use of really charged words like invasion and flood.
Referring to migrants.
Yes, referring to migrants. They also point to an image the AfD circulated saying, Germany's hell summer has nothing to do with the climate.
Strongly implying
a link between bad things happening the hell summer and immigration, even when there's no factual basis. It just contributes to this feeling that Germany is under threat from outsiders.
It paints a picture, doesn't it, of a society just being overwhelmed.
That seems to be the interpretation, yes. The reports also detail how the AFD promotes the idea that taking in more refugees will inevitably mean less social welfare and security for Germans already here.
The zero-sum game argument.
Kind of. And their consistent focus on crimes committed by migrants, which they often amplify in their communications. It reinforces this narrative of law and order breaking down, and it's supposedly all because of immigration. They also frequently raise questions about the integration abilities of specific groups, frame people as economic refugees, draining resources.
Right.
This constant framing of migration as a burden, plus their nonstop calls for stricter borders, more deportations, all of these are key pieces in the Verfassungsschutz's analysis of their xenophobic stance.
Okay, that really clarifies why xenophobia is such a major concern for the Verfassungsschutz regarding the AFD. Let's pivot then. What about their assessment of the AFD's relationship with the democratic constitutional order itself, Germany's Grundgesetz? What are the key indicators there?
So the Verfassungsschutz looks at the AFD's public statements, their actions, and measures them against the fundamental principles of the German constitution. And their reports identify evidence that suggests a rejection or at least an undermining of core constitutional values.
Okay, like what?
This includes cases where the AFD or its members have questioned the legitimacy of established state institutions.
Such as?
Well, the courts, parliament, the government itself. Also questioning the rule of law, the separation of powers, basic democratic checks and balances. This constant questioning, the agency argues, erodes public trust in the very system that's meant to protect everyone's rights and freedoms.
Can you give us a sense of how this questioning actually happens? What does it look like?
Well, the public excerpts don't always give direct quotes for everything, but the reports point to this recurring pattern. Statements that denigrate the work of democratic bodies, challenge their authority.
Okay.
It might be broad accusations, often without solid proof, of corruption or incompetence aimed at the government, other state entities. And crucially, the reports also look at instances where AFD members have shown sympathy for or maybe downplayed right-wing extremist violence or ideologies.
That seems pretty serious.
It is, because the Verfassungsschutz views that as fundamentally incompatible with a real commitment to the constitutional order. Downplaying extremism can sort of signal tacit approval, or at least a refusal to clearly condemn it.
Yeah, that lack of a clear line against extremism. That would be telling. What else feeds into this assessment of their stance on the Constitution?
The Verfassungsschutz put significant weight on the AFD's connections. Connections to identitarian movements, for instance, and other groups already known to be extremist.
Identitarian movements?
Yeah.
Those are the far-right groups. Focused on a very narrow ethnic identity, right? Mm. Seeing immigration as a threat.
Exactly. So any links, whether organizational or personal, between AFD members and these kinds of groups, groups known to be hostile to the Constitution, that raises serious red flags for the agency. They worry about ideological alignment, potential influence, that sort of thing.
And what about the AFD's bigger vision for Germany? Do the reports suggest they're actually aiming for a totally different kind of political system?
The reports highlight statements that maybe don't explicitly call for revolution, but do suggest a desire to fundamentally change the political landscape in ways that could move away from core democratic principles. This might include pushing for types of direct democracy that could bypass normal parliamentary processes, or maybe expressing nostalgia for, you know, pre-democratic ways of governing.
So it's not just attacking the current system head on, but also promoting alternatives that might undermine its foundations. Mm. You also mentioned their criticism of the media earlier. How does that fit into this picture?
Right. The Verfassungsschutz sees the AFD's persistent, often quite aggressive criticism of established media outlets.
Lügenpresse idea, lying press.
That kind of thing, yes. Coupled with their active promotion of alternative, often highly biased media sources. The agency views this as a deliberate strategy, a strategy to undermine public trust in credible information sources. By discrediting mainstream media, they create an opening for their own narratives, including extremist views, to gain more ground.
That makes sense. If you tear down trust in the usual sources, it's easier to sell your own version of reality. Okay, let's move to Islamophobia. That's another key element identified by the Verfassungsschutz. What are the reports found there?
Yeah, the reports detail quite a few instances where the AFD expresses negative generalizations and discriminatory views about Islam and Muslims. The Verfassungsschutz specifically highlights how Islam is often portrayed as inherently incompatible with German values or even with the Constitution itself.
What kinds of statements really show this?
Well, the reports cite AFD statements that broadly link Islam with extremism and violence, often making these sweeping generalizations based on the actions of a tiny minority.
Right.
There's also documented opposition to building mosques, calls for general restrictions on Islamic practices in Germany, which the Verfassungsschutz sees as discriminatory against an entire religious group.
So it goes beyond criticizing specific acts of terrorism, say, into a much broader negative painting of the entire faith.
Exactly. The agency points to examples where the AFD uses isolated incidents involving someone who happens to be Muslim to generalize about the whole community. This fosters a climate of suspicion and prejudice. And furthermore, the reports include statements from AFD figures framing Muslim immigration as a fundamental threat to German culture and identity. That kind of rhetoric can be incredibly divisive, obviously.
It sounds like the Verfassungsschutz sees a clear pattern of just broad brush discrimination. Anything else noted on this?
The reports also highlight instances where AFD members have claimed that Islam is inherently political and therefore it just can't be fully integrated into a secular state like Germany.
Interesting argument.
But according to the Verfassungsschutz, that stance ignores the huge diversity within the Muslim community worldwide and in Germany. It promotes this single, monolithic, negative view of the religion. These kinds of statements contribute significantly to the agency's assessment of Islamophobia within the AFD.
It seems the Verfassungsschutz believes the AFD's position on Islam steps over the line from legitimate criticism into outright prejudice. Okay, now let's talk about those connections again. The links between the AFD and known right-wing extremists. Why is this such a critical piece for the Verfassungsschutz?
Well, these links, whether organizational or personal, between AFD members and individuals or groups already identified as right-wing extremists, they're a crucial factor. Because these connections suggest a potential alignment of ideologies, maybe shared goals, they raise concerns that extremist views could be influencing AFD policy and rhetoric from the inside, or at least finding a sympathetic ear.
How does the Verfassungsschutz actually document these links? Are there specific examples even that they don't name names in the published reports?
Yeah, the reports cite instances like AFD members showing up at events alongside known extremists or expressing support for extremist groups or individuals. While specific names might not always be in the public excerpts, the focus is on the nature of the interaction. Things like sharing a platform, marching together in demonstrations, or maybe AFD communication channels being used to spread extremist materials.
And what about Der Flügel, that specific faction within the AFD? How does that fit into this picture?
Ah, yes, Der Flügel, which means the wing. That was a distinct faction inside the AFD that the Verfassungsschutz explicitly classified as right-wing extremist itself.
Okay, so they labeled a part of the party extremist.
Correct. Now, officially, Der Flügel disbanded. But the reports continue to emphasize the ongoing influence of its key figures and its core ideas within the wider AFD. Many former members of the wing still hold important positions in the party today, and that remains a major point of concern for the Verfassungsschutz in their ongoing assessment.
So, even though the group officially dissolved, the worry is that the underlying extremist ideology and the people pushing it are still very much active within the larger AFD structure. Okay, finally, let's touch on the language itself, the use of inflammatory language and conspiracy theories. How does the AFD's rhetoric play into this classification?
The Verfassungsschutz pays really close attention to the specific words used by the AFD and its representatives. They note how the consistent use of charged terms, scapegoating tactics, promoting conspiracy theories, all significantly contribute to the overall assessment. The reports give numerous examples of this inflammatory language being used when they talk about immigration, political opponents, other social issues.
Can you just remind us of some key examples of that language we've already touched on?
Sure. We talked about using terms like invasion and flood for migrants, and that central concept of Umvolkung, ethnic replacement. The Verfassungsschutz sees this kind of language as intentionally inflammatory. It's designed, they argue, to create fear and hostility towards certain groups. They also document how the AFD actively pushes various conspiracy theories, often related to immigration, or maybe alleging manipulation by political opponents or the media.
And how does the Verfassungsschutz interpret the likely impact or the intended impact of this rhetoric?
The agency suggests that this type of language can be seen as inciting hatred or even violence, even if it doesn't explicitly say, go do this.
Just by creating the climate for it.
Exactly. By creating a sense of crisis, identifying scapegoats, this rhetoric can normalize extremist viewpoints. It can potentially lead individuals down a path of radicalization. The Verfassungsschutz really emphasizes that the consistent use of inflammatory language, the embrace of conspiracy theories, these are significant markers of a right-wing extremist ideology.
Okay. So to try and bring this all together then, our deep dive into these Verfassungsschutz reports suggests their classification of the AfD as right-wing extremists seems to rest on several interconnected pillars. Is that fair?
I think so.
So number one,
yeah.
The significant presence of xenophobic and anti-immigrant sentiment in their statements or publications. Number two, a perceived questioning or undermining of the basic principles of the democratic constitutional order. Three, the expression of Islamophobic views. Four, those documented links, personal and organizational, between AfD members and known right-wing extremists. And finally, five, the consistent use of inflammatory language and pushing conspiracy theories.
That's a pretty good summary, yeah. And it's just vital, I think, for listeners to remember that this deep dive has been about understanding the protection of the Constitution's assessment. Based on their own reports, the public excerpts, their classification isn't just a whim. It's presented as the result of a comprehensive analysis looking at a wide body of evidence over time.
Which really raises a crucial point, I think, for you, the listener, to consider. What is the role of a state agency like this in identifying and maybe addressing potential threats to democratic values within a free society? How do we navigate that really complex territory of protecting constitutional principles while also, you know, upholding freedom of speech and political expression? And maybe the biggest question, what actually constitutes a genuine threat to those core principles in a functioning democracy today? These are definitely complex questions worth ongoing thought and critical engagement.